Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Before we get going today, Brandon, I'd like to say hello to our number three listener, Deborah Churchwell, on the Smarticle Podcast.
It's DeForest. I want to Churchwell. I'm not going to be able to remember her name now. I should have never told you
that. Churchwell.
You are such a dick, dude. You really are. It's amazing.
Hey, could you keep in mind that my mom is tied for our number one listener, and she's listening, and you just said the D word?
Yeah, but she, you know what Pat Olson just literally thought in her head? She's like, my son is such a dick. She literally thought that.
You could call her Matt Nolson. Matt Nolson, Deborah Churchwell. It's like mashing of our names.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. All right.
Before we get to Brandon and taking himself out on a solo date, it is time for 5 seconds of Smarticle silence. Brought to you by Brandon. Here it is, 5 seconds of silence. See how you brought everybody to silence today, Brandon? It was you bringing the peace.
I love that. Thank you, Larry. I'd like to be the harbinger of
you
silence.
You are, except when you're bringing us all down with your sad takes. All right, here is today's topic. Solo dating, just a fun TikTok trend or an important well-being tool? This comes via the great Jamie Styles in Service 95, which, by the way, because you never know, is Dua Lipa's online magazine.
Yeah, it is interesting. We've done another article from this
Dua Lipa, Service 95,
No, I know, sir. We've done another article. The people that write from, I think they're contract. They contract in. I tried to look this guy up. He's almost got no footprint. He's a writer. He's written a number of things, but you can't look him up, find him. He has no social media presence, so he might be a spy. He might be a Russian spy. I have no idea. I cannot give him a Woka magometer at all.
Jamie Styles is very mysterious.
He's in England. He is English. I don't know who he roots for. If he roots for Nottingham Forest, then we've got problems. Then he's a bad person.
They're coming up.
No, they're already up, idiot. They're not coming up. They're already up.
All right. Brandon's going to go on a solo date. Hold on. Let's read it. Whenever I have a free weekend, I take myself out. In my head, I am John Travolta in the opening of Saturday Night Fever. In reality, I'm more like Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker and Spider-Man. Spending dedicated time in my own company on a solo date has allowed me to discover who I am, away from the influence of others, and improve my overall well-being. I'm not alone in feeling this way. From taking a book as your date to your favorite cafe to dining for one, the hashtag solo date trend on TikTok has millions of views. Here's Dr. Natalie V. Bailey, a psychologist based in London, agrees that spending quality time alone can be a valuable tool in our mental health kit. Quote, solo dating is all about self-love, self-discovery, growth, and empowerment. It's an invitation, a time to discover more about yourself without the noise in the influence of others. So, Brandon, before we get going, when you take yourself out on a solo date, do you bring yourself flowers?
I buy myself a cocktail, drink flowers. I like to get romantic with myself. I like to wine and dine myself.
Thank you. Okay. Obviously, we're two old farts who have lots of kids. But
I don't like when you use that term, but can we use another term?
Two strapping male savants?
Yes. Okay.
Anyways. My point would be, we don't have as much free time as we used to when we were single people, but there are moments when my wife and everybody is doing something, and I do have a little bit of solo time. We can apply this to everybody. Everybody at some point gets a little bit of solo time, solo date time, whatever you want to call it, right?
I don't know why we needed hashtags for that.
Okay. Well, there's this thing called social media, Brandon, and you put a pound sign before a thing.
I know, but I don't understand. Are you telling me that we needed influencers to tell us that we need to take time to ourselves? And I'm asking a serious question. Do you think there's a lot of people out there that don't understand that having self-reflective time or taking time to yourself is a good thing?
Okay, so
I'm being serious. Answer the question. You are on the stand, sir. Answer the question.
I don't know if you know this, but there's this generation out there.
You cannot ask the answer. You are
deflecting, sir. I'm trying to give you there's this generation out there that uses the social medias, and they have to hashtag everything. Hey, hashtag what's for lunch? Hashtag how was my poo? So they hashtag.
You think there's a hashtag how was my poo?
Sure, there is. So this generation hashtags it all. So I don't necessarily think they need to do this, Brandon, but it's part of how they walk in this world. They hashtag it all. So we just picked up on it. I thought it was an important topic. Solo dating, taking yourself out, spending some time alone. So let's get off your high horse and just
Okay, I'll get off my high horse for a second because it's absolutely true. taking time for self-reflection, taking time to be by yourself, taking time to turn off noise.
Thank you.
They gave five steps of things that you can do.
We're going somewhere. There you go, big guy.
I guess what I don't understand, what I was trying to ask you and you deflected because you're a turd ball, hashtag Larry's a turd ball, is honestly, do you think, and this is a honest question, don't deflect again with your frosted tips over there. Do you think that a younger generation, maybe our generation too, I don't know, does not understand that going to a movie by yourself can be fun, or that going out to eat by yourself can be good for yourself? Or do you think it's that people just don't do that?
Can I ask you a question with a question?
Oh,
did you, when you were 25,
sweet
like
Mary,
going to the movies alone?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Do you think
most people,
when they were 25, because you're very centered and you know yourself, so you were good going to the movies. But I don't think everybody's good with now or 25 years ago.
When you go to the movies, are you sitting there chitter-chattering with the person?
Hey, some of us are making out. Some of us are in the back seat, Brandon.
Okay, then that's a different thing then. Then you're not going there for watching the movie. I'm saying I've always loved movies. I don't love them as much since they put in those fancy chairs because I'm a crotchety old man. Hashtag old chairs are better. The thing about it is that I've always enjoyed it. I could go into the theater, quickly get in, sit down in my seat with my popcorn and my soda, watch the movie and get out. I wouldn't have to wait for anybody, but that's just
me. Let's take that.
I never had a problem
with that.
Do other people?
Let's take that to DEFCON 4, Brandon. Let's take that to DEFCON 4.
That DEFCON 4 is the least.
Let's take it to DEFCON 3 then. What about going out?
DEFCON 4 is nuclear. Okay. Was it nuclear?
DEFCON 2 and a half. Whatever. Can you please lay off it? What about going out and eating a meal by yourself? Do you often go?
Love it. All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I'm not talking about McDonald's. I'm like going to a place with a waiter or a waitress, sitting there by yourself.
Yeah. I don't do that because I don't really. No, because I don't enjoy. That's not self-love. For me, going to a taqueria and sitting there for an hour reading a book while I eat my tacos, that's good time. I don't need to, if I'm going to a place, I don't want the waiter to be like, oh, tough break on this guy sitting alone. I'm like, I don't feel sorry for me. I just don't, but I wouldn't, in no way would I be opposed to going to a fine steak restaurant by myself. I would have zero problem with that. I would order myself a delicious bourbon. I'd have some prime rib with all the fixings.
Oh, hold on.
It'd be fantastic.
But by the way, if that was the case, would you not be on the phone? You could sit there by yourself and just stare into the ether.
Oh, absolutely. If it was a busy restaurant, I'd be people watching, listening. To be perfectly frank, there's definitely times where I just get on my phone because I'm bored.
Yes.
I'll just read the news or
whatever. Most people do.
Absolutely.
That's the point.
You're right. You're spot on, and I've always appreciated you reminding me of that. I try to remember that. So is that self-care? That one of the steps was turn off your phone or get away from screens, which is, you're absolutely right. I get a lot of criticism from people. It's like, hey, dude, you don't answer your phone. I'm like, yeah, I just don't look at my phone very much, man. I just because I'm busy or I'm looking at a computer screen all day long. I'm not on. I'm not the target audience for this question, but you're right. Corey, dude, she's on her phone 24/7. And I'm always like, hey, why don't you put your phone away?
Here's what I think this article boils down to. Do you have the belief in who you are and self-comfortableness in your own skin that you could go to a restaurant and sit there and not be on your phone and not care what anybody thinks about you? I think, by the way, I'm saying that as a grown-ass man, I think that's a little hard, right? To not look at your phone, sit there by yourself. But here's the reflex of that. Nobody gives an S. I've never gone to a restaurant, saw someone alone, be like, ah, that poor loser sitting there. I'm having such a great time with all my people, and that's a loser right there. But nobody cares, right?
No.
Nobody cares.
When you were saying, like, I'm going, telling people they have permission to do that, I suppose you'd have to be fairly insecure to not recognize that it's okay to do that. Is that fair to say?
But most people are, I think we're talking about this in general terms. I don't think it's very easy as a 23-year-old person who's still trying to figure out your ego and who you are to go to a restaurant by yourself and not look at your phone and just, I don't think that's an easy thing. We're grown-ass men.
Yeah, I think a lot of times people look at students who are a little bit more mature in terms of like you look at me like, wow, that term, they're an old soul. I've had a couple that I could easily see them going by themselves to a coffee shop. But I think that's because they're more self-aware. They're like, hey, man, I need some alone time. Going for a walk by yourself is a good one. Doing things like that is a good one.
Forget all of this. As you walk down the street, go to a store, go to a bodega. I go to a lot of bodegas, by the way. Trader Joe's, whatever it is, wherever you are.
Bodega Bay?
Look at the amount of people that are not staring at their phone. They're not with anybody. They're doing nothing. And they're not at their phone. It's just in our society, you just cannot do it anymore. People, like, you got a minute of standing by yourself on that phone. Just
yeah. There is a picture of, so I saw some meme, or it was an Instagram or something, and they had all the, like, talking about cops, and they were like, busy protecting us, and they had all these pictures of cops just staring at their phones while on duty. They're reading their thing. You're right. We have this device that connects us to everything, so we have very little time. By the way, this is a bingo square for Larry that he's, hey, put your phone away. If you're standing in line at the grocery store, who does that anyway? Because I just go straight through. I don't wait in lines anymore.
Well, because you live in a very suburb.
If you are in line at a store, don't look at your phone. Larry says, stand there and stare into space. Don't look at people.
No, no, no.
Don't look at your phone.
Go big eyes and look at people. That's like a weirdo.
Now, let's ask this question. You and I are very social people. We are very extroverted. Do you think that when you do that, do you also shut down your extroversion and not talk to people?
When I'm not looking at my phone?
I'm saying, you're saying, oh, I'm sitting there by myself and I'm self-loving and all this, but are you just replacing the phone with the people that you're chitter-chattering
with? I don't ever chit-chat with people. I usually don't. I've actually, in the honesty of one of our mantras here at the Smarticle Podcast, I've actually had a renaissance. I usually, like, when I'm doing errands, I don't like to chit-chat with people.
You're a renaissance man?
I've actually started this new idea of doing some small talk with people.
Oh.
I usually don't, but now I'm like, you know what? And by the way, I have felt better small talking with people that I don't know, making a tiny bit of connection. So,
yeah, I'm my father's son. My dad was the king of that. Great. I'm probably not quite to the degree he is, but I definitely talk to everybody. When I come into contact with somebody, I have a really hard time. Sometimes I'm tired or whatever. My brain's working on something that I don't want to. But for the most part, when I run into somebody, if I see somebody at the store, I'm always like, hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Okay, we got to wrap this up because you're not paying attention to the time. I feel like we're way over.
I know exactly what time it is. 12 minutes and 30 seconds on the show.
If you got your wife and your daughter are going.
Do you realize how critical you are sometimes? Okay.
Your wife and your daughter are going away. You have a free night.
Okay.
You are going to take yourself out. Go.
I love it. I like staying home. I'm a homebody.
Let's say you got
a lot of times I'll go down to the Elks Lodge, but that's social. So I'll go down and catch up on things at the Elks Lodge, or I will go out and meet somebody for a beer somewhere. But if you're saying just fully solo, my preference is I love when there's a sports ball type event on. Get a little glass of bourbon. I sit down. Now, to be fair, I'm good for about a night and a half, and then I get really bored and lonely. So I like my family coming back. But there have been times where they've had to go on trips for 3 or 4 days, and I've had to stay behind to work or take care of the dog or whatever. And I get bored after, like, day two. But the first night, it's fantastic. I love it. That's true self-care. I might read a book. I don't know. I don't have a problem finding things to do at all.
Is there a chance we can get you connected with Dua Lipa, and you can write the next article about taking your date out by yourself?
I love Dua Lipa. I love her. I love what she's doing.
I do too.
Yeah, I think she's great.
All right. All right, Brandon, thank you for telling us that you would mostly go to the Elks Lodge, mostly talk with everybody you can see and annoy them to death wherever you are, and that you're mostly going to be on your phone staring at it like the masses, the rest of the other people. Thank you, Brandon.